Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
In 2015, the Lord helped us with the harvest, and last year we were able to discuss on perfection, going on to perfection. As if that was not enough, the Lord said unto his servant that this year is going to be priesthood. That means God is doing something unique in our midst. The Lord is looking for carriers of his ark. He's looking for carriers of his work. In the heart of God, God knew that all this work I cannot do it alone. And he said, I needed someone, and you are the person that the Lord wants at this time. I'm glad to be here because the Lord made it so. I'm glad to be here because the Lord God Almighty has been my helper. While we were preparing for the convention, while we were praying, so many prayer points. So many things. In fact, we had already finished talking about priesthood while we were praying. For 2 good months, we were here praying. And I believe the Lord has answered our prayers. With what we are seeing, we know the Lord has answered our prayers. And to crown it all, the Lord now gave us grace. Grace to do his work. And we have heard that priesthood or the high priest is taken amongst men for men. High priest is taken amongst men for men. That means someone is waiting for you here to meet your name. And I know that you will not go back home the same as you came in the name of Jesus. I'm appreciating God Almighty once again for what he has done in my life and what he has done in the life of his servant. That is in person of Pastor Shei. By his grace, we are what we are. We knew nothing. Even at the time that we thought that we, and try now, pastor this branch, pastor that branch, about 6 branches in our former church. About maybe 5 or something like that. And when trouble came, my husband said, this is my father's house. How many of you can say this is your father's house? The trouble was so much, he said, nobody can send me away. The only thing that they can take from me is pastoral thing. But this word will remain. And here we are today. I remember the man of God then said, well, time will tell. And we know God is still working his way through us. 16 good years. God is helping us. And the Lord has helped us to turn out so many people. Some are abroad. Some are here. Some are out there. Lagos. Even our children too. You know, they are not here. They are somewhere there working for the Lord too. Working with the servant of God. And I pray that you too will go places for the Lord in Jesus' name. We are not an ordinary priest. you are taken, you are chosen, so that you can do the work of God. Not your work. He said, things that pertained unto the Lord, not of yourself, but everything that pertained unto God. Hallelujah. Pastor Sheyi Osonibi, I appreciate you for being my husband. Thank you very much. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Help me to thank him now. Everyone, patewo fun won. E se gan ni. What did cause you? Where we were cutting, nobody knew we were cutting. These days, you people, you are cutting. Kisses. But nobody knew we were cutting, but we shall cut, shall. The day they announced our wedding day. So they engaged. Pastor Sheyi. He was a youth pastor. Maybe that's why we have youths around us. So committed to youth, and God will continue to help you, sir, in Jesus' name. I want to thank the Lord, our Father and the Lord. You know, so beautiful, so good to have you in our midst again. Sometimes ago when we invited a man of God, he said we should go and take clearance from someone because they are the owner of the territory. Who said? Gbogbo leni le owo. If you are from our world, let me see your hands up. Just wave unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I'm so close to our people. In fact, sometimes people say, are you from our world? Are you from our I know. So we will be need there. I also want to thank the pastorate of this church. Thank Pastor Bello and his wife. Wonderful couple. We bless the name of the Lord for your life. Pastor Olubi and his wife, Pastor Ogi. Where's Pastor Ogi? Hallelujah. Our firebrand. Amen. And I want to thank God Almighty for the life of Pastor Dansu and his wife. They are in diaspora. Their hearts, always with us. Always with us. And I pray that the Lord will continue to help us further in Jesus' name. I think Arojo will join us tomorrow by the grace of the Lord, and so many other people from Lagos and other places. Amen. Shall we bow down our heads as we pray in Jesus' name? Our Father and our God, we thank you because we are faithful, Father. Thank you, O Lord God, because all things were made by you. And all things, O Lord God, will be fulfilled through you. We give you glory, for you are God that does wondrous things. You are the caller. You are the caller. You are the caller. We give you glory this night for what you are doing in PGT, especially during this convention. We pray, O Lord God, that as you have chosen us even to be royal priesthood, so shall it be indeed in our lives in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord God, that we will not be found wanting, but we will be available even for your use in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. This night, still continue on the theme called the priesthood. Pastor Daly said something this morning, and I think I'm going to talk along that line. I said, there must be an initiator of priesthood. In every move of the Lord, there must always be an initiator. That is the person that will begin the work. No work of God just came from the blues. But there must always be someone to carry out this work. And for that person, it means that person has to go through order. It's not a disjointed person. But someone that has the mind of God in his heart. Such a person is not an ordinary person. Such a person must have been someone that the Lord God Almighty was looking upon and says, "Yes, my son, go." The initiator of this priesthood that we are talking about is God himself. God himself initiated priesthood. If you look at the book of Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve, when they disobeyed the Lord, they were out of the garden because they disobeyed. And that disobedience was regarded as sin. It was death unto them. It was death because they were separated from the Lord. They had no more contact with the Lord. The love was, they on their own, they judged themselves. They said they were no more of the Lord because the love, they were warned not to eat of a particular tree. But serpents came. That devil, that Satan came. And it changed their mind towards the plans and the purpose of God for their lives. And God in his infinite mercy said, this one, they have plans and they have purpose to carry out. And the Lord said, "Oh, Adam and Eve, where are you? Just come out. Where are you?" I said, "The wife that you gave me." Adam was giving excuses. But God said, "I will not forsake you. I will not leave you naked." And the Lord God Almighty made a sacrifice. And he put up a skin and they covered their nakedness. The book of Psalms said something somewhere that the eyes of the Lord is not far. You can be running away from the Lord, but his eyes are everywhere. The eyes of the Lord, no, God can see you even in your nakedness. Because he made you, he brought you to life, and he's the controller of your life. An animal was killed and it was covered. And if you look at another initiator of priesthood of redemption or something like that, Abel came to being in the book of Genesis. If you look at the book of Hebrews, let's quickly look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4. Hebrews 11:4. Okay. It says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh." He being dead, yet speaketh. One thing that Abel did was to assist and was to do the work of the Lord. Because his parents, they've been separated from the Lord. They've been forsaken. They have been rejected somehow. And when it was time for him to offer sacrifice, so he offered sacrifice of animals. Animals without blemish, without spot, without wrinkles. And this qualified him to be a righteous person. Every priest of God, especially the high priest of God, is a righteous person. An unrighteous person can never be the priest of the Lord. An unrighteous person cannot stand before the Lord. Because why? His sacrifices will not be acceptable unto the Lord. It will not be pleasing unto the Lord. The desire of the Lord is for your sacrifice to be pleasing unto him, and not only to be pleased, but to be acceptable. It says that your sacrifice is not as, that it has come unto me like a sweet smelling savour. That is the desire of the Lord, to see your sacrifice being acceptable, being sweet unto him. That he will say, oh, my son, my daughter, you know, you are doing my work. Hallelujah. There is no way that we will talk about about priesthood that we will not talk about the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb is one of the things that are very, very crucial, even to testimony of the Lord, even to the work of the Lord. You know, we said that in the book of Hebrews 5, was that every high priest is taken amongst men for men. To offer what? To offer sacrifices. To give gifts unto the Lord. Not just come to the Father just like that. But there is a work that must be done. And the work is just by presentation of that sacrifice or presentation of your gift unto the Lord. I remember when Baba came here sometimes early this year. He came to share with us on the call. It says the calling of God is without repentance. And I can remember vividly that he tried to tell us that time that the gift of God is not revocable. It is not something that you will acquire today and you drop and then you will go away. No. The gift and the sacrifice, the calling of God, it's something that you will acquire and be working in it throughout your entire life. And this is what Melchizedek did. The Bible said of Melchizedek, he said he had nobody, no father, no mother, no relations, nobody. He just came from God and he made an appearance. Just like Elijah the Tishbite. He came, he made an appearance, and you know, he just said, by my word, let there be no rain. Someone just came from nowhere. And Melchizedek, he came. Abraham recognized him. The Lord opened the eyes of Abraham. We have heard that this morning. The Lord opened his eyes, and he was able to see. He saw the high priest. He saw the representative of the Lord. He saw a man. Says, this man. That's what the Bible says about him in the book of Hebrews chapter 7. He said, this man, Melchizedek was referred to this man. The man without blemish. Man without sin. A pure, a holy man. And blessed be the name of the Lord. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 says that, let's quickly look at it. That we thank God because Pastor dealt with that very well yesterday. Also, as lively stones, you are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And verse 9 says, ye are the chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. In the Old Testament, or the Old Covenant, it was also written that we are peculiar people. We are chosen people. We are people that have been called by God. We are people the Lord God has said, oh yeah, come and be enlisted, even in the work of salvation that I am doing. Even the work of redemption that I am doing. Of our own, we are not here, but the Lord Jesus Christ chose us and enlisted us even in this journey. He enlisted us in the eternal things of God. Hallelujah. Ye are a chosen, not everybody is chosen. It says that in the book of Isaiah chapter 55, Well, it says that you are not all Israel. Sorry, let's look at it. Not all. Okay, Romans 9:6. Thank you, sir. It says, not as though the word of God are taken on effect, for they are not all Israel, which are Israel. Yes, we have all been called. We have all been called. We are all, you know, part of the kingdom. But not all Israel, which are Israel. Remember Nicodemus, he said, you are an Israelite indeed. He was able to know the mind of Christ. He was able to know some things. Only Israelites at that time knew the mind of the Father. They knew what the Lord wanted to do. But because they just made up their mind that, okay, let's just do our own thing as I like. Many of us, we do things as we like. We do things that pleases me. Just let me be. When you begin to say, let me be, you are saying that, let me do things on my own. This is me. So nobody can just tell me anything in my own way. But the Lord is saying that your ways are not good enough. But the ways of the Lord, that is the best way that you can have. And that is the way that will bring you even into eternal life. Your own ways are not get you anywhere. Your own sacrifice as a priest cannot get you anywhere. Except that you are of the Lord. That is when you can really be partaker of these promises the Lord has given unto us. Hallelujah. There is a man called Phinehas in the book of Numbers, chapter 25. Phinehas was a descendant of Aaron. He was a grandchild of Aaron. Numbers chapter 5. There's something I want us to know there. You know, I said not all Israel, which are of Israel indeed. But in this case, Phinehas was an Israel indeed. He was an Israel indeed. What made him an Israelite indeed? What makes you what you are in the Lord? If you look at the book of Numbers 25 closely, let me read from verse 1. It says, and Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. Those people that the Lord said they should not relate with. They were committing sin with them. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their God. And the people did eat and bowed down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of God was kindled against Israel. There are times in our life you just feel that what you are doing is the best for God. Whereas you are very, very far away from it. But in this case, these people, they were into sin. They just closed their ears to the things of God, to the words of the Lord. Don't do. They said, yes, we prefer to do it. Because what? They were finding pleasure and comfort in what they were doing. They associated themselves with that small god, Baal Peor. And the Lord said unto Moses in verse 4, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the Son, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Those ones, they were weeping, they were praying. To my own understanding, they were praying. They were pleading, Lord, take away all these things away from our nation. And this one, in an Israelite, just felt at that time they were praying, and at that time instruction was being given unto Moses. And he came with that Midianitish woman. While the Lord was warning, while the Lord was talking to the elders, and he said, well, doesn't matter. If they like, let them send me out of this place. Who cares? At least I will continue, I will enjoy myself for this moment. And in that, the anger of the Lord just came upon Phinehas. And he just, you know, the people, when they noticed them, Bible says that he went after them to their tent. And what did he do? He stabbed them. As a priest, we must be able, we must know when to rise and fight the cause of the Lord. He did die for the sake of the Lord. And I want to believe that he has been hearing about the Lord. How God delivered the children of Israel. How God won the children of Israel. Even from sinning, from associating themselves unto these wicked souls. And Phinehas in him. As a priest, we must be able to judge sin. We must be able to condemn things that are not right. We must be able to condemn and teach not things, the unrighteous things. And for that reason. Hallelujah. And the Lord God gave him an order. And when, verse 7, and when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after them. Verse 11, thank you. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, had turned my wrath away from the children of Israel. God's anger was really, really so strong. And that is why we need high priests. We need priests. We need intercessors. You know that the Bible said of the Lord that Jesus Christ, that he was a mediator. He was interceding. He was supplicating. He was praying. He stood in gap. This is what Phinehas did. And that's won him the kingdom, won him the priesthood. Other verse 12. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace. Covenant of peace. And he shall have it and his seed after him. Even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Hallelujah. The Lord gave him... Father, we thank you. I pray that the Lord will cause us to recognize his mind when it is urgently needed. This man, he knew the mind of God at that moment and he said, no, I will not let you go. And that won him a priesthood. Not only him, he said, generations after him. It will be a continuous priesthood. That none will lack priesthood in his family. None will last. None will lack priesthood in his family. And it's continued. And you know, that says the covenant of peace and priesthood forever. And it remained until this day. The Aaronic, you know, order, we talk about that this morning. And we talk about, I think, the order of Melchizedek. This Phinehas had. And we can also have it. Because one thing was so strong, he said he was zealous. And remember the Lord Jesus Christ, it was said of the Lord Jesus Christ somewhere, says that the zeal of the house of the Lord consumed me. When the Lord Jesus Christ, when he went to the sanctuary, you know, he saw people buying, selling, engaging themselves. And usually when you go to the sanctuary in the Old Testament, you know, for them not to be running far, they had people that were selling, they were selling doves, they were selling. Can you blame them? Because they needed to do sacrifice. It was a daily affair. They just have to do. If one family is not, another family will just come up. And I wonder, I said, all those priests, then, how are they doing it? Because they were not resting. Some will come in the morning and say, hey, Egbawa, we have sinned again. Forgive us, help us. They'll go there quickly, buy doves, buy whatever, and depends on the kind of offerings they want to give. And, you know, they will just buy and buy and buy and buy, and they turn the place to be a marketplace. And this brought about anger on the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what did they do? Bible said that he what? He chased them out. They were beaten. He said, the things of the house of the Lord consumed me. The zeal of the house of the Lord consumed me. In my heart, man, we have to be zealous for God. Many of us, we are just taking the things of God for granted. We felt we can just appear before the Lord, blood. Here I am. Touch me. God don't touch people like that. Too. You must have formed relationship with the Lord. And the Lord Jesus Christ in anger sent those people away and, you know, and there was calmness, there was peace, and there was there was a kind of restoration in the house of the Lord. This is what Phinehas did, and he got that covenant of peace. Peace at all levels. It's not only when we are at rest, but peace in terms of the stopping the anger of the Lord. Stopping the wrath of God upon people. If you look at the book of Ezekiel again, that one talks about another set of people that made the Lord to be unhappy. They were living in sin as the people, as the children of Israel. They were living in sin. So many times, these children of Israel, they were just enjoying themselves in sins. They were doing things that make the heart of the Lord not happy. If you look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 9, talks about the children of Israel, they were living in sin again. Although this morning Pastor Bdele was saying something about that sin is not the only thing. But there are so many other things that the children of Israel were doing. Ezekiel chapter 9. said, he cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. The next verse. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand, and one man among them, clothed with linen, with a writer in call by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar, and the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house, and he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's ink by his side. Let's go further. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the heads of the men that sigh, that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Let's go on. And to the others said, in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite, let your eye spare, neither have ye pity on anybody. And so on and so forth. And they slay everyone, men, women. But the irony of it is, this: the Lord said that they should mark the people that were praying, that had his mind. People that were good, people that were righteous. He said, separate them. Separate these ones that are good. And this men that the Lord said that they should just, that they should go into the midst of the people and be to just kill those ones that didn't have the mind of the Lord at heart. Because they were so full of sin. They were so full of terrible things. They were doing things, abominable things. They have gone astray. And the Lord looked around. There was nobody. When the elders, when they went, the Lord said that they should start judgment in the temple. They went into the temple, there was nobody. There were priests there. There were leaders, there were elders, there were great people there. And when the man with the ink on went inside, there was nobody in the house of the Lord. They have all gone astray. They have gone to do their things. And he said they should go to the city also. In the city, they found good people. In the city, they still found righteous people. Then what is wrong with the church? We have so many priests out there. They call themselves priests. They call themselves apostles. They call themselves pastors, evangelists. They were given another food. The food that does not belong to the Lord. They were concocting their own food. They were cooking their own food. They were making their own food. Not the food of the Lord. Not the word of the Lord. Unrighteous word. And people were just being carried away. In the house of the Lord. It says, if I come, can I still find faith in the house of the Lord? Yet we say we are priests and we are kings. Can the Lord come this day? You know, when you talk about rapture, you know, the way we talk about rapture, say, I still want to get married. I want to have my own children. I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a billionaire. I want to be this. I want to be that. That one, all those things will pass away. But that which we have given unto the Lord, that is what will remain. And when we are judging, you know, we judge for the sake of the Lord. Not for our sake, not for what we do, but for the sake. When we are fighting the battle of the Lord as priests of God, we are fighting it for the sake of the Lord, so that his promises can come to pass in our lives. Many of us, we just decided we are cut off. Because we felt it's my own. At least I have understanding. I have knowledge. I have rev. I have this. I have that. No. quite more than that. Hallelujah. And they went into the, into the city. They found some people. They said those that were sighing, they were praying. Though they were so bad. Those that, they just felt that, look at the drama that we watched yesterday. Some brethren, they just held their hands and they were praying for Brother Kingsley. They were praying that this man must not fall. How many of us go together and we pray for our brethren that we know that they are not doing well? And we are right to say that the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is concerned about us. Our infirmities, he too carries our infirmities. He knows it. He knows what we are feeling. But here we are, every man for his own. To your tent, O Israel. Let them be. That should not be. As a priest, we must come together as brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ was, he identified with our problems. If he had not identified with our problem, we would not be what we are today. We won't be in the Lord today. He said, this one must not be lost. I must bring her into my house to sup with her, to enjoy her, like that. And says that I will write my laws in their hearts. And my word in their mind. I will put my word in their mind. What a great love. This is the compassion that the Lord Jesus Christ adds for us. As priest of the Lord wants to write his laws into your heart. He wants to dwell with you. He wants to remain. That's why he says, ye are a chosen generation. He said, I want you to come and enjoy what I am enjoying, a royal priesthood. You are decked with royalty, with beauty, with honor. When we go out sometimes and people see us and says, that person is a child of God. You know how you feel. Or a man of God, you go out and say, that old man of God. Within you, like that man yesterday, he was happy when they said, man of God. He said, yeah, come and take present. He took it, he was happy. He was rejoicing that, yes, awalawambe. We know how to do it. We can do it better. We know better than, brother so and so. And when the call came, when the time of reward came, what happened to him? Pride. That thing was there. It just needed a small thing to just arouse it. Would just come up like that. When they were giving gifts, prizes, what? Unto them, they gave it to someone, the best so-and-so, the best so-and-so, and he thought that the next one will be me. He didn't go, just stood there, and he was waiting. Call me now, and they call another brother. What happened? He was angry. He was not only angry, prince of this earth is terrible. Satan, was working all the day. He says, I go to and fro. That's the work of Satan. Just to destroy the priest of God. It is we that we call ourselves the priest of God that will stand and say, no, we will not agree. And the Lord will help us. We can miss the mark if we are not careful. If we just feel that, I am, and whereas God is the I am, you can't get all. You can't get all on your own. You need the grace of the Lord. You need the help of the Lord. You need the presence of the Holy Spirit, even for you to achieve and then become a true priest of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I've said that. In terms of judgment, Phinehas was able to judge, and as priest, must be able to judge accordingly. Thank you. I have some things I've read a little, and I think it will help us. We have had some of the functions of the priest this morning. A priest must be an intercessor, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was unto us. And he's still the mediator, he's still the intercessor. Once he knows that you are going through one thing or the other that is not palatable, he will begin to pray. He will begin to just hold you in high esteem and be praying and be, this my son must not fall. That is the work of an high priest. An high priest must be ready to identify with the problem of, you know, of his people. For example, Hannah, when she was waiting on the Lord and she was going to Shiloh, every time she was going there, she was not comfortable. She was not complete. She was not happy. And she went there. The first time, the second time, the third time, no, just was going. And why the last time that she went, she was praying. And the priest came and said, oh, what are you praying about? What is your problem? And the woman said, this and this and that. Well, I'm praying to my God, and I know that you were, and the man of God Eli said unto her, that so shall it be. It will be unto you according to the desire of your heart. And the following year, the Lord answered her prayer. She was, as the high priest, was able to identify with her problem. 1 Samuel chapter 1, and the Lord answered her prayer. The work of an high priest also is just to be merciful, must be faithful, he must be committed, identify with the suffering of the people, and also you not be ashamed. It says that he was not ashamed to be identified with his brethren. Who are the brethren? We are the brethren. Here's the high priest. We are the priest. The Lord was, that's too good. There's no condemnation. There's no rejection in him. Just look at you when you are not doing well. It will be available unto you. Hebrews 5:2. Hebrews 5:2. Let's quickly look at the grace the Lord has given unto an high priest. Okay? Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself so also is compassed with great infirmity. If we talk about the passion of Christ, sometimes, when I hear of the day I watched the passion of Christ, I was not too happy. And I was looking at myself. I said, share that man, what he went through. How he was beaten. How he was, every year then when I was in the Anglican setup then, on Easter day we will all go out and then we'll pray and pray and pray. And then we will read the 7 words on the cross and then we'll go back again. And I said, each time we'll see goose pimples. The way they were singing that, I like that, just feel somehow. And the Lord says that he had compassion on the ignorant. People that didn't even know anything. All of us, we didn't know anything before. All of us. Those of us that says that we are pastors, that we are this, that we are that, or we have rev, or you have this and that. You were once ignorant. You were once in darkness. But the Lord Jesus Christ now brought you, says that you will not die in ignorance. You will know me, and I will know you. You will draw near, and I will draw unto you. That was just says that I will write my law in your mind and in your heart, and I will keep my words in your heart, and then you will draw nigh. A chosen generation. You have been invited. You have been called. You have been enlisted. You have been elected into a better covenant. The other covenant, the other orders, it was not perfect. The Bible said those ones in the book of Hebrews chapter 7 said it was not perfect. So another one had to be brought up. Not that another one was brought up. It was there. But we didn't see it. So the new covenant, the Lord had to make another covenant. That is, when you talk about covenant, you are talking about agreement. The Lord has made another agreement that this one is much more better. The reason why those one was the Lord did not continue with that one was because of the hearts of the people. It was faultless. It had no substance. It has nothing to carry us through. Not until a better covenant came, that of the Melchizedek. Not until it came. And we began to live as righteous people. We began to live as high priests, as leaders, as like that. It says we are priests, we are kings, because of the better covenant. Those other covenant, the old covenant, the Bible said that they could not take us far. They could not reveal the mind of the Lord unto us. Could not take us far. It was so difficult that we had to go through rituals every time. But when a better covenant came, that of the Lord, it says that in one moment, atonement, when I came into the Lord, the word that I think I heard clearly was this word of atonement. The man of God that preached then says, at one moment, at once, that is talking about our salvation. That one made a separation between the old and the new. And we are able to go on as the priests of the Lord. One has to be done away and another one that was perfect came into being. And then we continue in it. Another area in which an high priest can function in the capacity to break bondage. In the book of Romans chapter 8, it says that 8 verse 1. Romans 8 1. It says, therefore now there is no more condemnation. To them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The older covenant was after the flesh. It was rituals all day long. Priests and the men. Animals, doves, things like that. But when the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came, he just broke that veil and we had access even to go into the Holy of Holies. Only high priest can do that. And we have heard this morning that it was once, just go there. But the Lord Jesus Christ needed not to have been going there regularly. He took charge. He sacrificed himself. He gave himself so that we can live. Says, not who walk not after, but who walk after the Spirit. The Spirit says that it helps our infirmities. So we have the power, and the Lord Jesus Christ has given us power to break sin. To break sin. It says sin shall not have dominion over us. So we are delivered from the bondage of sin. Also, we have it here that in Hebrews 10:7, high priests have been elected or chosen to do God's will, which is just at one moment. And also, if you look at some areas of our lives, sometimes, or maybe when we have received the new covenant, we now relax. Okay, at least the Lord has done it at one moment. And that's why the people are saying that their own grace is just forever, no more, no grace forever and ever. But you need to come back to the throne of grace. You need to come back to Father. You need, because he has given us grace for grace. We need to keep digging. keep taking the grace of the Lord. He says, come boldly. There's one thing that will help us, which the high priest too had, was boldness to come to the throne of grace. Boldness to come to the Father. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says that, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Let us therefore come boldly, boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The Lord is merciful. It's only when we come boldly, with boldness, there is an assurance in us that when I come to the Father, when I come to the Son, that there will be something, there will be a change, there will be a transfer, there will be a transformation, there will be a reformation. You know, when we talk about diotosis, you know, it says that diotosis, some people say, diotosis. I know the way they call it. Say diotosis is just to straighten up things. When we come boldly, we come that the Lord will straighten up our lives, the Lord will work in us, and then the new life that He has given will continue. That it will not just that we will not just have it, but it will continue. We have heard it severally that a lifestyle has to be born. Lifestyle of Christ has to be born in us. And what are the things that makes us to be relevant in the house of the Lord and as a priest of God? That means we need to study to make ourselves approved. We need to make our election sure. It says that we should make our calling and election. Let us make it sure. Also, we need to take heed unto ourselves. Am I living righteously? Am I living according to the pattern of the law? Am I living according to the ways of the law? Am I not just doing things on my own for myself? I, me, and myself. It is dangerous. Also, as an high priest, for you to be relevant, what you speak matters. What you speak. There is a place in the book of Matthew chapter 5 or 23 that says that anybody that says anything against, you know, against this or against, can we quickly look at it? Hebrews chapter, Matthew 5, let's look at 5:23. Let's quickly look at it. Where it talks about that 23. No, somewhere it talks about Raka. That if you say Raka, that we are in danger of this. It's still Matthew 5. What? 22. Good. Thank you. So what we say to other people matters. Your speech matters. You don't talk as a priest of the Lord, we don't talk anywhere. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of counsel. But whosoever shall say, doubtful, shall be in danger of hellfire. So let's watch what we say about ourselves. Let's watch what we say about ourselves. The Lord will help us. It says in the book of Colossians chapter 4 verse 6, it says that let your word be seasoned with what? With salt, with grace. Let your word be seasoned. The Lord will help us as we go on. And as a high priest, you must be disciplined. Discipline in prayers, discipline in the word of God, discipline in your relationship with people. And that's one of the things. The Lord will help us. The children of Aaron, the Nadab and Abihu, you know, they just went into the scene of familiarity. They just assumed that, yes, we too, we can do it. At least Aaron did it, and they were successful, and we too, we can do it. Be careful of scene of familiarity. Don't say you are high priest today, or a priest today, or a king today, and you are forever. Be careful. God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We bow our heads in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank and bless your holy name.
for this moment, for what you have done. Thank you, O Lord God, for making us priests and kings. Thank you, O Lord God, for our position in you. Thank you, O Lord God, for the life that you have given unto us. We bless your holy name in Jesus' name. We adore you because we know that, Lord, in mercy you will help us, even to remain standing, even in the area of our callings, in the name of Jesus. We pray that, O Lord God, that as many that are still living in darkness, let light come upon them. Let there be a release of new order, even on them, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.